Israel's bombardment following the October 7th terrorist attack in Israel. We switch gears now as marijuana legalization is once again a topic here in the Granite State. We're kind of on an island in New Hampshire where legalization is all around us, but has not happened yet in the Granite State. And there's several proposals which take a look at legalizing marijuana in the Granite State. And joining us right now on the New Hampshire Today show is an outspoken advocate for the marijuana industry and the host of a TV show and podcast called Weed and Whiskey. Jerry J-Man Joyner joins us on the HRC You Better Know Bigger Banking guest line. Good morning, J-Man.
Good morning, Chris.
Appreciate you joining us. So let's start off with this. We have seen a increased concern over cannabis potency and causing a rise in psychiatric disorders. What leads to that? And, you know, one of the aspects of legalization here in New Hampshire has been that it will be introduced as a substance that is looked after and is managed, as opposed to just being out in the open marketplace, and that it would be regulated. Is this unregulated cannabis that's causing this psychiatric disorder increase?
It could be, Chris. You know, cannabis-induced psychotic disorder affects about 2.7 people out of 100,000 people. Alcohol-induced is about 8.2, almost four times as much. My belief is the marijuana in today's time is a lot more potent than it was when in the 70s when I first started using pot. I've been using pot for 50 years on my birthday, 420, which is coming up just in a couple of months.
Your birthday is not 420.
It is, Chris.
I want to see a birth certificate, J-Man. I don't believe it.
So in that, I grew up what they called Mexican dirt weed. It was very low THC quantity, full of stems and seeds, right? In today's time, not just the flower, but I believe what's causing, especially with our young folks, is these concentrates. And I'm not a big proponent of that. You can get up to 98% THC if you get you a rig and you do some dab or wax, which is a chemically produced extraction from the plant. And I think that that's what's causing a lot of these young folks to have issues with that. It's just way too potent, and it's the methodology that they're ingesting the marijuana.
So why do you think there's been the demand for the higher potency, no pun intended, but why do you think there's been that demand, right? In that, obviously, we all want more, right? Everybody wants to get, you know, drunk quicker if they're going to get drunk. You want to get more high or high quicker than you had in the past. So obviously, you know, things were pretty good back in the 70s and 80s for folks that were experimenting with marijuana. That potency was good for them. Why was there demand for it to increase? And, you know, in a state like New Hampshire or other states that regulate, what generally is the potency that they regulate at? Is there a specific benchmark?
There is. Now, a lot of people don't realize that in virtually every state, 45 of the states, you can get something that's called Delta 9 THC, or you can get Delta 8 THC. You can buy that at the corner stores there in Manchester. You can buy it in mainstream convenience stores now. This is a low-dose 10-milligram gummy, okay? Mm-hmm. And so I think we see Gallup just did a survey, said 17% of Americans smoke marijuana monthly. 17%. That seems like a really high number. I think if they would have asked how many people use THC in some methodology like these gummies or these drinks, that number would be even higher. So many people I talk to, they say, especially if they're over 50, I don't want to smoke pot anymore, mm-hmm. but I'll eat one of those gummies. So in your state, people can get high. They can get something that would make them test positive on a drug test legally, even though y'all haven't approved recreational. You have 13,364 medical marijuana cardholders there in New Hampshire.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And this stuff is obviously it's available all around us. There's also the rubs and other different aspects of marijuana that does not include the traditional, you know, boomer view of marijuana as being, you know, just smoked. There's a lot of other different elements that are all around us. you know, already. But back to the potency piece. I mean, why do you think there was a demand for, you know, for more? And is there a, you know, is there a sweet spot when it comes to regulation generally for the THC, just for, you know, straight up smoking?
Well, there are in many states levels of THC potency that are allowed on the regulated side of things, where you go to a dispensary, whether it be in the 40 states that it's available medically or the 24 states now that recreationally you can go and get this. But these concentrates, these extracts, they far exceed what somebody gets within a joint, and they, I think, aren't doing a good enough job in making sure that these things aren't too potent. It's kind of the Wild West in a lot of areas, and I think federal legalization could help eliminate some of this. There's still a huge black market, Chris. I'm sure they're in New Hampshire. It's just as easy to go get marijuana on the street as it is in many states where it's recreationally legal.
Yeah, final thing is we're joined by Jerry J-Man Joyner here on the Hampshire Today Show. He hosts a TV show podcast called Weed and Whiskey. And, you know, we've also had an issue with marijuana being laced with fentanyl, individuals, you know, dying as a result of that. And, you know, to me, when you talk with folks who deal with substance misuse and work in that industry, they will always advocate very hard for legalization on just about everything, because then there is less of a concern that you're going to get a substance that you do not know, you know, that something may be in there that will be problematic for you as an individual. Is that one of the biggest arguments in your view when it comes to legalization, the fact that the people don't quite know what they're getting if they are purchasing on the street?
Yeah, it's a huge problem, not just on the street, but in stores. You know,
really?
There's a lot of, yes, and you need to make sure if you're going to try these things that there's a little QR code on the back that would take you to a certificate of analysis telling you what's in there, okay? But we still hear horror stories about people forging those because the illicit market is still so huge. My belief of federal legalization, just like happened when we ended Prohibition, hardly anybody goes to a bootlegger to buy liquor anymore, right? You go buy it from a liquor store. And I think the same thing would happen very quickly in the cannabis industry if they were not just reschedule. That's a big thing coming up in the election, is this rescheduling, taking it from 1 to 3, which is good, but it still doesn't solve that illicit problem, in old J-Man's opinion.
Old J-Man, appreciate your time. We'll talk again soon, all right?
Sounds good. Anytime, Chris.
Jerry J-Man Joyner, host of TV show podcast called Weed and Whiskey, joining us on the HRC. You better not break your bank and guess I'm not buying the J-Man's birthday is actually 420, but we'll have to see if we can ascertain more details in regard.